The Other Side of Midnight presents The Midnight Files.
Midnight in the desert, shooting stars across the sky. This magical journey will take us on a ride, filled with the longing, searching for the truth. Will we make it till tomorrow? Will the sun shine on you? Midnight in the desert, and we're listening. Ooh, we're listening to you.
This is The Other Side of Midnight. I'm Frank Moreno. One of the issues that I've always enjoyed exploring, particularly late at night, is the issues of involving the paranormal, involving UFOs, involving what the military has come to call unexplained aerial phenomenon. And I am just thrilled that we are joined this morning by a man who's been identified as the world's foremost authority on the subject of UFOs. He's the American media representative for the Billy Meyer UFO Contacts. He is an award-winning writer, producer, and director of documentaries, including And Did They Listen, which has gotten just rave reviews. And you can read more about him at theyfly.com. That's theyfly.com. I am thrilled to be joined by the one and only Michael Horn. Michael, thanks so much for joining me on the radio.
Thank you, Frank. It's a pleasure. I am truly excited to be on your show. And I was listening to your show through the computer, of course, and fascinated by a number of things. I'll be glad to stick to my topic, but I haven't been in New York and living in New York for many years, and to hear the vital energy around the political situation there is kind of a memory revived.
Whenever you're in New York, Michael, you are certainly welcome to come in studio. I think we'd have a good time. Now, Michael, you are an expert in the world of UFOs. You are the American media representative for the Billy Meyer UFO Contacts. What is who is Billy Meyer, or who was Billy Meyer, and why is that significant? Let's start with that.
Sure. Billy Meyer is an 84-year-old Swiss man who, now this part of it is going to sound a little unusual because people are going to say, I've never heard of that. He has claimed that he has been having ongoing, voluntary, face-to-face meetings with extraterrestrial human beings for almost 80 years. And the funny thing about it is that he's proved it. He is the only person to have a voluminous amount of still irreproducible pre-digital era UFO photos, films, and videos. He took 1,200 clear, primarily daytime UFO photos. One of his photos was used on the poster for the X-Files, I Want to Believe. That's a Billy Meyer photo.
Wow.
That was modified for that. Yeah, and he's a rather remarkable man. Most people, well, we've never heard of that, or we've heard it's a hoax. His evidence has been gone over, thoroughly analyzed, independently authenticated by independent experts from NASA, JPL, USGS, McDonnell Douglas, on and on. And he's also survived 23 attempts in his life. So there's something to this that people just may want to know about. This is the singularly authentic, ongoing UFO contact case that the United States government does not and has not wanted you to know about. Now, I'm also going to say I'm not a conspiracy theorist, so these things may seem paradoxical or ironic or whatever, so wail away, and I'll be glad to tell you anything you want.
Well, so I'm not really sure where to begin. I guess we should begin by addressing the skeptics out there. Give us some more examples of the evidence that Billy Meyer has provided and how we know this is true and not merely a figment of his imagination or something like that.
Sure. You know, one of the things that popped right into my mind, I've said that we have volumes of independently authenticated, analyzed and authenticated evidence. And here's something that happened about 4 years ago, January. I got a call on a Saturday morning, 8:30, by a guy. He said his name was Joe. He was an investigator. I did not know him. He had one of those nice East Coast accents, like a lot of the folks that I've been listening to tonight have, made me feel a little nostalgic. And then he said to me, "Will you talk to me about the case?" I said, "Of course I will." And he said, "Are you sure? Because I think it's a roaring hoax." I said, "Well, let's go." For 3 months, Joe called me 8:30 in the morning every Saturday. At the end of March, after going back and forth, I didn't consider them really conversations. I thought they were interrogations. But the guy, I respected the guy. He was tough as nails. He disappeared. Came back in late August 2017. He said, "I'm going to tell you who I am, and I'm going to tell you about your Billy Meyer case." I said, "Okay, who are you?" He said, "Go to your email and take a look. I'm the former top, or certainly one of the top, investigator supervisors for the United States Air Force Office of Special Investigation and the Department of Defense." I went, I looked, there were three tables full of citations he'd photographed and all that. He said, "Did you see that stuff?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You sure?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Now you delete it, okay?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Okay." I went into the information going back to 1964, when this Swiss man, Billy Meyer, is in the middle of nowhere in India. He's interviewed in a prestigious newspaper. He's a vagabond wandering around with an old 1940s camera, and he's got an album with 80 UFO photos in it, 12 of which you guys still have. He's interviewed by an award-winning, real straight-ahead reporter, his photos in there and all that. He says, "I vetted the woman who was a child at this place where he was studying in India. She became an ambassador for the UN. I checked her out. She's legit. She gave a public presentation in the 90s showing the photographs that you've got." "Let me tell you something, Michael," he said. "This is 100% ironclad authentic. I will take on any skeptics on your behalf." Now, we'd already had the case authenticated. Photographs, special effects people had come forward, defense industry people. But this guy comes forward. He takes on skeptics on our behalf. He demolishes them, of course. So we've had no more skeptical attacks from anybody of any significance since then. Now, wow, what are we talking about here? The clearest, closest UFO photos ever seen. It so happens that last October, I'm called up by my friends in Switzerland saying, "Would you go to Moab, Utah for us?" I said, "Sure. What do you want?" They said, "There's a warehouse there. There may be some evidence that we have not had before." I go to Moab, Utah. I go into a warehouse with the permission of the owner of these, all of these documents and films and things, 24 boxes. I go through them for 2 days, the last box. I reach in, and there are 7 photographs of a UFO and an airplane, a very advanced-looking airplane. Bottom line, I send this stuff off to Switzerland. They say, "Oh, yeah, that's the stuff we've been looking for from 1981. It was taken by the lead investigator in the case, the Lieutenant Colonel Wendell Stevens, took those photos at Groom Lake. That is a UFO from one of the contact people that Billy Meyer has met with all his life, and that is a stealth, at the time top secret, F-117. So I go to the internet. I look it up. Groom Lake, 1981. They were testing the top secret stealth. And so I send one of the photos myself that I had a copy of. I send it off to a guy at Kodak who worked for Kodak. I said, "What is this here?" He says, "I've analyzed." He gets back to me. I'm trying to make this tight because I know time will run out. He said, "Look, I analyzed the photo and I can tell you this." And he described a lot of stuff. "What we know is the object there is between the camera and the other object, which is an airplane that is moving. So it is reading differently on the film. The object that you call the UFO is stationary. It's right there. It's a large object. It's real." And I said, "What else did you find out?" Because I asked him to check the stuff on the back of the photographs. He said, "Okay, what we found out here is that this is standard. All of the information on the back of the photograph is standard for the way that Kodak processed their photos in the 1980s. These are authentic." Right. We had people in Mexico who do digital work. I can tell you this, and this is the least important part of it. How could that be? Because there's a higher standard of proof. And that's what drew me in. And I've had 42 years here. I've been to Switzerland to investigate 20 times, 5 documentaries. I've tried to trick the man 4 times in 3 years with something he said casually that was pretty bizarre and mind-blowing to me. I came back. I, how about this thing you said about? Same answer all the time. But here was the thing. In this case, there are literally thousands of pages of information, transcripts of his conversations with these alleged human beings to whom he has posed questions about anything you could possibly think of. They've given him answers on whatever they knew. They don't know everything. And whatever they claim that they're allowed to talk about and other stuff that he didn't ask about. And in there, in 1986, I happen to have gotten the first 1,800 pages of the documentation. 2 years later, I open up a newspaper, and there's a new discovery from Lawrence Livermore National Laboratories about the ozone damage tied into atomic testing, and they're giving these percentages and all. And then I go, why do I already know this? And I reach under the bed for the first 100 pages from 1975, where they're telling him this 13 years before this new discovery, which is now one of approximately 250 specific examples of error-free, prophetically accurate, scientific, environmental, geopolitical, and economic financial information. And if we get to it, I will tell you the most radical information. It will be the thing that a lot of people will say it cannot be so, but it's all copyright established, and it pertains to the pandemic that we're having now and to the first time that he warned about a coronavirus pandemic, the first one back in 2003 that he verifiably warned about in 89 and 95 because these alleged extraterrestrial people told him about it. And you, this is why Mr. Lou Elizondo, who is prominent now in this big phony Pentagon release thing, and Mr. Christopher Mellon, who knows this is real, will not acknowledge this publicly, no matter how hard I hit away at them, and no matter how hard on Twitter I confront the cover-up that's going on right now, because the agenda of the coming release of information. You said something, I caught it. During the other part of your show, you said, well, you know, why would the Pentagon? You nailed it. Why would the Pentagon suddenly, after denying this for decades, suddenly we're going to tell the American people the truth? And as soon as they say it, then a man named Lou Elizondo and Christopher Mellon come out. We have to analyze a threat, a potential threat to America. Really? Extraterrestrials that we know have been here for 80 years haven't threatened us or done anything. And by golly, if any of them wanted to, we'd have been toast. So I know I'm kidding. Yeah, so I'll stop.
No, well, so it's fascinating, and I'd love to talk. I want to ask you a little bit more about what's happening now, but if people are just tuning in, we're talking with Michael Horn. You can go to his website, theyfly.com. There's also some great links to the documentaries that he's done on there. Last question about Billy Meier and his contacts with these extraterrestrials. What has he said that these extraterrestrials actually look like?
Well, we've actually had some drawings that were done with their assistance. It's not very dramatic. They look very much like we do because so they claim, or so it's said here, ancestrally in some cases, they're connected to us because lo and behold, what they're saying is that the universe itself, not our solar system, but the universe itself is teeming with human life. Different skin colors, different heights and sizes and all this stuff. And that this is something that's been kept from us for a very long time, though it's hinted at in our so-called holy books. But the information they've brought forward on this is massive. Histories going back hundreds of thousands of years and things that something 100,000, 200,000 years ago. But I've been able to prove that the damn case is real based on the science. Yeah. Copyright validate. Copyrights trump everything. When you can say this is published on this date, that means that can be proved. It doesn't mean, under most cases, you can prove a copyright doesn't prove accuracy or authenticity. It simply proves, yes, you can take that to the bank and you can take that into a court of law. And I've run this by judges and lawyers, and I've surprised a couple of them, one of whom was a skeptic, interested in UFOs, tried to bust me on the Meyer case in Las Vegas, and ended up buying everything you could get when I showed him a book saying, okay, NASA said they discovered that the planet Mercury is contracting, the surface is contracting because of the metal core, 2006, right, sir? Yes. So what? I said, so here's a book. See the copyright date? Yeah. See this over here where this man, Billy Meyer, asks an alleged extraterrestrial woman, what's the reason for the contraction of the surface of the planet Mercury? And she said, well, that's not hard to explain. It's the metal core. And I say to him, Your Honor, in your courtroom, who prevails? And he says to me, you do. How much is the video? How much is it? We're talking another standard of proof, not silly, nonsensical videos and from the so-called Pentagon and hype from people who are working for the defense industry. Who there's another agenda here, and that agenda is of one of two things, and they lead to the same place. Either we're talking about a fake ET threat, which is nonsense. We would have been toast, as I said. Or we're talking about these things must be coming from the Chinese and Russians. Either one of these possibilities, and I lay open the possibility that there's another one that I don't know about, either one will lead to an increase in weapons and a movement towards war with Russia and China, which is in the Billy Meyer case predicted, wow, published in 1987.
Are you impressed with the revelations that have come from Lou Elizondo and Christopher Mellon and in the New York Times piece, in the 60 Minutes piece, in the New Yorker piece, the people that have served at the top echelons of the government and within the Pentagon? Do you find that what they're saying rings true?
No. Now, I will say one thing that I'm glad I can say this. I heard Christopher Mellon being interviewed by Joe Rogan, where they briefly alluded to Billy Meyer and then wanted to get off of it. So I contacted him. I was able to send a message to him where I sent him several links to Billy Meyer, and he was very specific in his very short response. I sent him the documentation showing this is singularly authentic and all the stuff. The U.S. astronaut Gordon Cooper said, wow, these are the best. This is real. This is a man meeting with extraterrestrials. Why won't people understand that? Gordon Cooper. You know, astronaut. So Mr. Mellon writes back a very nice short terse response, exactly, with an exclamation mark. I must have been having a senior moment, meaning, yeah, I know this is real, but he won't come forward publicly. Lou Elizondo pledged publicly, I will always tell you the truth. And the fifth of the five things he stated, I will always push for full disclosure. So I tweeted to him on Twitter, obviously, Lou Elizondo, what's the truth about the Billy Meyer case? Crickets. Sent him 10 tweets, put a video about Lou Elizondo being deducted by aliens, a little tongue-in-cheek. That video was watched by Lou Elizondo with another guy from Naval Service named Sean Cahill. They sent me a video with Lou Elizondo sitting in the front seat of a car, smiling and listening to me chewing him out and giving a thumbs up and smiling. They know about this. This is concealed. You're not going to hear about, I'm not going to be on Tucker Carlson revealing this because I would never get to the studio or
let me end with this, if I may, and you have to come back because sure, we're just scratching the surface. But you all the work that you've done with Billy Meyer, you and he say that he's had contacts with multiple. Not only has he been the only confirmed, proven, scientifically proven UFO contactee, but he's had all sorts of prophecies and predictions that have been corroborated that were first told to him by extraterrestrials. Now, you say that he had his first extraterrestrial contacts from the time he was five with people from with Sfoth, who was from,
yes,
ERA. And that was from 1942 to 1953. Then, from 1953 to 1964, his contacts were with ASCET from a sister mm-hmm. universe called the DAL universe. Then from 1975 to 1986, his contacts were with Semjes, Ptah, and Quetzal. Why would multiple different species from different universes or different places all choose the same guy to contact?
Well, how much time do we have right now? I mean, just tell me before I try to answer that for you. I don't mind.
Well, you know what? Actually, let me take a brief pause here and have you answer when we come back. Okay, give some thought, and we'll continue with Michael Horn in just a moment. Meantime, if your issue is not necessarily multiple contacts with extraterrestrials, but instead issues related to the workplace, then you really need to consider calling the Staten Island law firm of Angiuli and Gentile. They have an enormous amount of experience dealing with workers' compensation issues. If you've been wrongfully terminated, if you've gotten hurt on the job and need a little help working your way through the workers' compensation process, consider the Staten Island law firm of Angiuli and Gentile. They've been helping out people in your situation for over 35 years. They'll help take the fear out of workers' compensation. These are great folks, and I know them. They'll meet with you, listen to your concerns, and explain every aspect of the workers' compensation process to you. They'll get you the medical treatment and the workers' compensation payments you're entitled to. The Staten Island lawyers at Angiuli and Gentile have handled thousands of hearings and will help you walk with confidence. Call Angiuli and Gentile today at 888-234-COMP. That's 888-234-COMP. They offer both in-person consultations or contactless video appointments. Again, that number, 888-234-COMP, 888-234-2667. The legal offerings mentioned in this ad are not a guarantee of services and or performance. Each case or matter is different and is judged on its own merits.
The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano, 77 WABC.
All right, continuing our conversation with Michael Horn, talking about the case of Billy Meyer. Michael, why would multiple different species of extraterrestrial all choose the same person to contact?
Well, actually, the people that you mentioned before are also ancestrally connected to each other. So Svath, Semyase, Ptah, Quetzal, these people all are of the Pleiaran race, and Asket is from a sister race. Now, you know, this is stuff we can't prove that to you, and people will have to work their way through that. We can prove the case is real, and there is one thing I want to be able to say, if I may. Do I have a moment on this?
Go ahead.
To me, the most important case right now, you mentioned Svath, who in 1948, according to the information in this case and published on our website, warned young Billy Meyer about these times, and we've been able to validate some of the predictions about earthquake, everything. It's been accurate so far. But the thing he warned him about that was coming during this time was a very deadly pandemic. And I have since February 25th, 2020, published the information received from Switzerland about this disease when there were 57 people who were ill in this country, 57 cases, February 25th, 2020. You know the numbers now. I sent it around to every and anybody that I could, radio stations, TV, et cetera. Now, here's the thing, and anybody can determine this for themselves. I even put up an online, simple online test showing in every case, every vital piece of information that we have received, and even including from yesterday, on this, over 100 articles that we've published, every fact about COVID in this material, we have published it before any official source, and it's error-free. We published that it was a pandemic, that it was spread via the air and surfaces, that children would initially be immune, they would be hidden spreaders, that it's spread by asymptomatic people, on and on. 15 bullet points on that day alone. We published from a document we finally got translated that was from February 3rd of last year. They described the situation where no recovery occurs, which is now called in the last 6 months long COVID. They described that this would move into children, infants in the womb.
Michael, unfortunately, we're out of time, but let's continue this next week. Let's pick a day to chat next week and continue our conversation.
You're gracious. Talk, I will be available to you whenever you want.
Talking with Michael Horn. His website is theyfly.com. We're going to do Stump Frank next. If you have a presidential trivia question, a Seinfeld trivia question, or a question related to The Godfather, call me, 800-848-9222. Coming up in just a second, you'll hear Christian Arnold with the news. Keep asking questions.